Welcome to The Business Coach with business consultant Russell J. White, offering proven methods and innovative ideas to help your business grow and succeed.
So, business coach, in business, does it pay to be slyly stupid?
In Margin Call, which is one of my favorite movies, a major Wall Street banker CEO wants to hear from an analyst about a major problem that has been discovered. And he says to the analyst, speak as you might to a young child or a golden retriever. It wasn't brains that got me here, I assure you of that. Well, why was he being slyly stupid in this instance? Because he didn't want to find solutions until he fully understood the problem in the most basic of terms. This is a tool small business leaders can employ when solving their own business problems. So let's look at a few ways to sound like Jeremy Irons.
All right, what's number one?
Listen, don't intimidate. One of the lessons from this example is to listen completely and try to remove any intimidation. It would be easy to walk into the room, bark orders, and tear people up for allowing the problem to happen in the first place. But no, in a calm voice, relax the person speaking and allow them to share what they want to tell you. Truly listening is an underused skill by far too many leaders.
Secondly,
ask questions. Once you've heard the problem explained, ask exploratory questions. What options should we consider to solve this? What do you see as next steps? What is the timeline to get it corrected? Once again, it isn't flexing a position and spewing solutions as many leaders like to do. This is a leader who not only is strengthening the team, but is understanding exactly what are the solution options.
And lastly,
humility works. This is the wisdom of ignorance. Leading the team to a solution that you can support with, that's an excellent idea, is much more effective than walking into a room and tossing that idea on the table immediately. There is benefit in periodically letting someone else be the smartest person in the room.
For replays of The Business Coach, go online to WRHI.com. To reach Russell White, go to RussellWhite.com.